Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Tonight we have gathered in God's house to give thanks to God for the many blessings we have received during this past year. I've heard from many who have said that they would simply prefer for this current year, 2020, to be over. I've heard some, perhaps jokingly, say that they would like a refund. Or others have said they would prefer to have 2019 back. Or others just simply can't wait for 2021, expecting the year to be better. In light of the life-changing events surrounding this novel coronavirus, many find it difficult to give thanks for what has happened during this past year. There's a saying that I'm sure you have all said, the squeaky wheel gets the grease. The silent wheel does its job and no one notices. How many have given thanks for those silent wheels that simply do their job? And how many silent wheels are out there after all? We probably do not give thanks very often for electricity, but when it goes out, then we begin to appreciate it. Same could be said of cellular or internet service. You have that sun that silently rises in the morning and sets in the evening. It does its duty day in and day out, bringing light and heat to the earth. There are those silent workers all around us who are doing their jobs, often in great danger, and their work benefits us greatly, but yet we often do not notice them. Consider those whose jobs have placed them under the daily threat of exposure to the virus, such as those who are teachers, or doctors, or nurses, even janitors, plumbers, electricians, retail workers, grocery store clerks, gas station attendants, hotel workers, truck drivers, farmers. The list really never ends. When they silently do their jobs well, even as they do them under risky conditions, we hardly notice. And how often are we giving thanks? When they make a mistake, and we're affected by it, that's usually when we begin to notice, and we often become quick to object or complain. And our attention is often given to those squeaky wheels. These are the loud people, or the situations that arise in our lives which grab our attention, and they often work to diminish our happiness or satisfaction. Even consider your own body, those silent members of your body, working ever so hard to keep you healthy and able and capable. But then when we stub our toe or injure our back, bite our cheek or whatever the case may be, suddenly all the attention goes to that squeaky wheel, forgetting that almost everything is going right. We then dwell on that one thing that is wrong. And in dwelling on that one thing that is not well, we become agitated, dissatisfied, ungrateful. Our lips, which God made for us to proclaim his praises, then become filled with unthankful words. Why is it that we are so swift to complain, to find fault, or even condemn? Why do we find it so difficult to give thanks or to contently fulfill our vocations as difficult as they may be, or to freely forgive? I think our Lord's parable in Luke gives us a clue to answering these questions. Here you have a man who became rich, and his land produced bountifully. His crop was so abundant he didn't know where to put it all. Evidently, giving some of his blessings to others had not crossed his mind. Instead, he determined to keep it for himself, to tear down those barns which he already had, build bigger barns, and that way he can store his grain and all of the goods which he has accumulated. He also resolved that he would spend the upcoming years in what he thought would be living that good life, relaxing, eating, drinking, and being merry. You see what he was doing? He was not looking out for his neighbor. He was not giving thanks to God. He was looking out for what he perceived to be number one in his life, which was his own self. He gave no attention, nor did he care about those around him. He was so self-absorbed he forgot who he was, a sinner who needed Christ's forgiveness, who needed to become a child of God, one who could receive far greater riches through the gospel of Jesus Christ than in all of his possessions in which he stored in his bigger barns. In fact, in just three verses, when in this parable, he says the word I six times. He says my three or five times. And he refers to himself in other ways an additional three times. So in just three verses, this man refers to himself 14 times. When we center our lives on our own selves, our thanksgiving will be deficient. When I was growing up, I loved Thanksgiving. I enjoyed going to my grandma and grandpa's place where the food was certainly bountiful and the company was joyful. Even though I was taught about the Pilgrims and the Mayflower and the first Thanksgiving, I never really thought much about our modern celebration of Thanksgiving. I just did it. It was a wonderful time of family get-togethers, and food seemed to be the focal point. Then as I grew older and became more interested in stuff, those ads became more interesting for Black Friday. But in these last years, I have often wondered something. Are we really demonstrating our thankfulness when we are stuffing ourselves silly? Is there any way in which we can be truly thankful as we are gorging ourselves with seconds or thirds and then adding several desserts on top of that? Let me dare to ask, wouldn't fasting be a better way to give thanks? Or at least to simply eat until we are comfortably full? By doing so, we would then be taking the attention off of pleasing our taste buds and our bellies and begin to remember perhaps those who don't have what we have. We may even begin to identify those who are forced to fast and may even be doing it in the joy of the Lord with thanksgiving. Consider those prisoners of war who have had to go without. Consider the poor who have little despite their earnest attempts to improve their situation. Consider the abused and the neglected. Consider those who have been caught up in lifestyles that they cannot shake or change, such as the addicted or the handicapped or the vulnerable. Our nation has been blessed beyond measure, both with the freedoms we enjoy and with the prosperity that's all around us. Above all, we have been blessed above measure with the ability to gather in God's house and receive the gifts of God without persecution and in our state without hindrance. God calls on us to give thanksgiving, and our own country has rightfully set aside a day for us to be giving thanks. Thanksgiving, it's an interesting compound word, combining thanks and giving. Thanksgiving is not thanks-taking, but thanksgiving. Tonight's readings are ones that the church has used for harvest festivals. And they all remind us of a key aspect in giving thanks. That we as God's people, who have been blessed everything, especially his Son, are then a giving people. We give thanks to God because he was first generous to us. He made us and all creatures. He gave us our bodies and our possessions. He made us unique and blessed us each with individual talents and abilities. He even saw us when we were in our own sinful condition, and he sent his only begotten Son to save us. He forgives us. He redeems us of all unrighteousness. He blesses us with his love. He gives us everything. We belong to him. We have been blessed beyond measure, having received this forgiveness of sins that Jesus earned for us on the cross. And as a way to express our appreciation, we give back to God of our first fruits, and we also be of service to our neighbor. We do not figure out how we can keep on expanding our wealth, but how we can keep on loving our neighbor and to be of service to them. Many have feared that this year, 2020, would make them paupers through job losses and through the markets crashing. And while we certainly grieve with those who still have not obtained employment, and we strive to help them, and we also grieve with those who have lost loved ones due to this pandemic, the reality is God has been with us all the way. We also can be thankful. Those markets have recovered. The crops in our area were excellent. The fatality rates that they were anticipating from COVID-19 are far lower than estimated. Granted, this pandemic is not over. This year itself is not over. But God has certainly shown his mercy each and every day. He is still with us. He is with us through his word and the sacraments, which have their free course among us. We have always had access, even during the darkest days of the pandemic and the lockdown, to receiving the word of God and the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. God has immensely blessed us. And so we receive his blessings with joy and with thanksgiving. And we give thanks to God for all those silent wheels who are around us, who have worked hard in their everyday lives so that we can enjoy what we have. And we give thanks to our Savior, who gave up his life for us, paying for our sins through the shedding of his blood on the cross. And so we say with Paul, thanks be to God for his inexpressible gift. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.